Well, still on Jakarta's traffic problems with Adam, and efforts to ease traffic congestion has unwittingly created a child labour problem. Children are hired out as car passengers, so motorists can get around the special transit rules that force them to have three people in their vehicles. City authorities say some parents are even sedating their babies and toddlers to keep them quiet in the car. On Monday, that system ends. Adam took a last ride with some of the so-called Jakarta jockeys.
Jakarta's horrendous traffic is about to get even worse. On Monday, Indonesia's biggest city is abandoning a 20-year traffic rule designed to ease congestion. Under the three-in-one restriction, only cars with three or more occupants can use main roads during peak periods. It's one of the few traffic rules in Indonesia that is rigidly enforced, with squads of police stationed at on-ramps doing little else but counting heads in cars. It's led to a thriving industry of jockeys, passengers for hire. They line the side roads in central Jakarta, holding up their index finger to the traffic. Some of them are very young. We stop our car next to Fadil, a skinny 15-year-old in jeans and a Juventus tracksuit top. I'm only doing jockey in the afternoon. The rest of the day, I'm a parking attendant. What do I get paid? The short distance, for example, to Grand Indonesia Shopping Mall, I get $1.50 to $2. For longer trips, I can get $5. It depends. Fadil says he saves about $2 a day. He gives the rest to his mum. I'm doing this work since I was 11 years old. I could not concentrate in school. I could not get what the teacher was talking about. I went to school until grade 6, then I decided to quit. I ask him if getting in strangers' cars for a living is dangerous. I've never had a bad experience, but I've often seen kids being molested in the bus when I'm travelling back to my spot. Children aren't supposed to be working, and Fadil says there's regular operations to catch them. I worry that the social service officers are pretending to be our customers and get us. The city police are sweeping jockeys at the other side of the road, but it's rare here. They will run after us on the street until they catch us, but they never get me. Jockeys with a baby or young child count as two people, so they can charge double. But revelations that some jockeys are sedating their children to keep them quiet in the car have shocked the city and led the Jakarta governor to announce that 3-in-1 is to be abandoned. We drop off Fadil and collect Dewi and her 9-month-old baby, Sabrina. Sabrina is clearly not sedated. She's bright-eyed and spends most of our trip being breastfed. I've been doing jockey work for about 10 years, since before I married. Now I've got a child, I have to carry her around with me, since there's nobody to take care of her but me at our rented house. Her father is in prison at the moment for a petty crime. I don't think children should do this work. They should be in school. They're supposed to be in school, but their parents ask them to get money as jockeys. This is a tough city with no social safety nets. The end of 3-in-1 will be a big problem for her. Life will get more difficult for us. For me, getting another job is not easy. I have to take the baby anywhere I go. Maybe I can work for a laundry service. Jakarta authorities say 3-in-1 will stop for 1 or 2 weeks to see how much worse the traffic gets. Then they'll make a decision on axing the system for good.
And that's where we'll leave Jakarta and its traffic problems and Adam Harvey. Until next time.